folks, I have known Jim Short for years. He used to babysit me when I was a mess on the road.
Absolutely.
Yeah, when you're all messed up on booze and drugs, it's nice to have someone there who makes sure you don't kill yourself. He's a great comic. He taped the Late Late Show yesterday to be aired next week. Do you know what day, Jim?
Maybe towards the end of next week.
He's been on Conan O'Brien. He's got two CDs out, available at jimshort.com. He's here with us now. Thanks for coming, man.
Well, that's what Jim said before about loafing around your house. There's no loafing at Mark Maron's house. you don't get to take it easy, and there's no waffles.
It's all work.
It's like, come on, man, we gotta. And when you walk around New York with Mark, it's like, oh, that guy in that building hates me, and that guy at that record store, he's a jackass, and that guy, I hate that guy. And look at those kids, they don't like me. They never like my con. And then they come up and they go, oh, Mark Maron, we're such fans. And you're like, oh, I got nothing. There's no loafing when you're hanging out with Mark Maron.
Oh, that's the old days, man.
That's the old days. Yeah.
You remember when I was working on that box?
He's a box.
When I was married to my first wife, and I just dedicated all this energy into waxing this box. You remember that? You kept making fun of me.
Yeah. Well, you had these
wooden
boxes, and you would just sit there and polish them and wax them, so you didn't have to talk to your wife. And then there was this dilemma because you'd gotten down to almost so there was no wax in the tin.
Yeah.
And you were like, we got to get out of here because the hardware store is about to close in 2 minutes, and we had to run down through Queens to the hardware store, and then we get there, and you're like, yeah, I need some wax right now, man. I need wax to the guy.
You were waxing a box?
I was finishing it. I was putting a polish on it, man. I got obsessed. I used to get obsessed with things. Not anymore, thank God.
And then the first time I ever went to New York, and you showed me around, and then we're down by the Empire State Building. You're like, you want to go up there? I went, okay, whatever, yeah. And we stand in line for 50 minutes to buy tickets.
Yeah.
And then we turn around the corner for the line to get up there, which is just as long, and you go, let's bail.
You get the idea, right?
Let's bail.
You've been in the lobby. Come on, you can picture what it's like to be up there.
You know what? It's high. It's high.
So you've been you're like a road monster. You're doing the real work, man. You deserve everything, Jim Short.
I deserve nothing.
You are a journeyman, man. You're one of the few guys I know that is just out there plowing away in the road, doing the big shows in the small places, risking your life. Traveling
just about the empty shows.
Come on,
the empty shows.
That's better. That's where you build things, man.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's fun. It's joyous.
So what we were talking now? Do you? I was reading about this. I've been kind of obsessed with Utah lately because I've been reading. I've been watching Big Love about the Mormons, I've been reading about the real compound. Do they have a comedy club there? I know they have a.
There's a couple out there. Yeah. Well, there's one in Salt Lake, and I played one in Provo, and you had to be absolutely squeaky clean.
Yeah.
Like beyond TV clean, and I did it once, and it was really good, and then went back because they don't drink, so they're not drunk, so you can kind of get to them. And then I went back the second time and I said jackass and they got mad at me.
And that was it?
Yeah.
And now you can't go back there now because they have an outbreak of the plague.
I saw that there's a bubonic plague outbreak.
Is that crazy?
There. And there was like a month ago there was one case in LA and then a couple of years ago two people in New York. How is it? Is it back? There's not enough stuff to worry about. Now there's the bubonic plague that hasn't really been around since the middle of the 14th century. And now it's like Motley Crue. It's together again. Infecting people.
The plague is back.
But as a doctor, how many tests do you do before you're like, it could be bubonic plague? Do you go through the whole PDR, the Black Death from the Middle Ages?
Like, what's the list of symptoms? What are some of those old weird... What's the one you get from eating human beings?
That's mad cow disease.
No, wasn't there one that's called... Isn't there one called beriberi or something? You ever heard that one?
Beriberi, I thought that was something to do with yourself. I don't know.
Really? Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, actually, Jim, pneumonic plague is the what's from the Black Death. Yeah. Bubonic plague, it happens every year.
Mm.
Yeah, you find... Yeah.
It happens every year?
Yeah, you know, little rodents and stuff, they infect humans every once in a while.
So it wasn't the bubonic plague that was called the Black Death?
Yeah, no, it was a pneumonic plague. It was just spread by air.
That's why we call him Buzzkill Earl.
Wow.
Yeah, he'll just, you know...
Buzzkill? I'm giving you good news.
A hammer of truth.
Wow. Good news. Only you would say that's bad news. What? It's not the plague that's spread by breathing? Oh, no. I want to get breathed on by somebody and die with big Yellow lumps underneath my... I think
what I would have done was went ahead and let Jim leave, not knowing that his joke was was founded in an improper disease.
Wow.
All those science guys in your audience.
Yeah. Oh, man. Now it's all uncomfortable.
Well, I don't think any of them are covered by a health plan.
No. The plague, either way.
No plague. It's a pre-existing condition.
It's a rodent thing, right? Bubonic plague?
Yeah, Kaiser, that's where you get the plague.
But they still called it the Black Death, though, didn't they?
Yeah.
Sure, why not?
Absolutely, why not? It's a joke.
It's just a joke. None of this is true.
I hate when that happens. One time I was doing a joke that I was talking about the Hounds of Hell, and it's Cerberus is the name of the Hound of Hell. Cerberus, yeah. Not Cerberus. Cerberus is the name of a science fiction comic book, and I was calling Cerberus Cerberus in this bit for a long time. Like, I'd done it on TV.
Yeah.
And Mike Sweeney, who's now over at Conan O'Brien, comes up to me after I've been doing this joke a year, and he's like, I think it's Cerberus. And it was just that feeling of like, wow, there's a year of mistake that I can't take back.
Isn't that more of a tomato kind of thing?
That's how I rationalize
it. Like that?
I keep twisting.
You say it that way.
I'll keep bending things into like, no, that's a pronunciation.
But you did mean the right one. You just weren't saying it.
And most of the audience was lost by the time I even began.
Most of them don't even know either of them.
No, exactly.
That's the problem.
Exactly. So now, do you go back? I mean, what was I talking about? Who's big in Australia? Who were we talking? Oh, Arj Barker.
Arj Barker is huge over there, apparently.
Do you ever go back? You went back just recently, didn't you?
I'm going back in August.
To play or to visit?
No, I can't get any gigs over there. I'm unsuccessful on every continent.
What's that thing that you used to say that was so
great? I'm not a...
No, like, do the whole thing.
Like you take stock of your life and you're like, I make roughly about, $6,000 to $8,000 a year telling jokes. I have some books and CDs. I have a couple of pairs of pants. And I figured out I'm a loser.
Yeah.
And then it hit me and I realized I'm not a loser. Of course. I've tried. I am a failure.
JimShort.com. More of that where that came from. But that is probably about the most existentially depressing of your jokes.
Yeah.
The rest are very very upbeat and song
of them.
You're a song and dance man.
Not correct.
Really. No.
Not correct historically, but...
should go with consumption. Consumption, I think.
Consumption.
All right, here we go. Let's do this.